Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray on the other side of the glass, engineering and producing today's show. And today is the 27th of December as we count down to a new year. Hope you had a great Christmas weekend, a great start to the Hanukkah festivities, and a good way to kick off for many people the in-between week between the holidays. Many folks off today. Hope you are enjoying yourself. 790-2040 is our live line number. If you have a question or comment anytime during the hour, please give us a call and let us know what is on your mind. We're going to go right to our live line. Dr. George Hammond is the Economic and Business Research Center Director at the University of Arizona-based Eller College of Management. He's on the live line and going to tell us a little bit about a little review of 2016, and we'll look ahead to 2017. Dr. Hammond, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. I hope you're doing well.
Doing well. Hope you had a great holiday. How does the economy look as we wrap up 16 and look toward 17 and 18?
2016 looks pretty good. Actually, I think our overall job growth is going to come in at least double the growth rate we saw last year. I think we're on pace, I think, to see the fastest job growth that we've seen since about 2012. And our population is growing. Our income overall is expanding as well. So the Tucson economy is growing and making progress.
And we're getting some good numbers, aren't we, with some new jobs?
Absolutely. I think as we look forward to 2017 and 2018, I think we've got a good chance to see our overall job growth accelerate. That will reflect pretty broad-based job growth across healthcare, retail, trade, professional and business services, which is where I think we'll see the new jobs at Caterpillar be classified. And I also think we're going to see some pretty strong job growth in manufacturing, including in the aerospace sector, and that will reflect the additional jobs that have been announced by Raytheon and Vector Space Systems and others.
Yeah, we'll be speaking with the head of the Vector Space Systems Group here in the coming weeks. That's exciting. And, of course, the 200 high-paying jobs with the Caterpillar executives who are moving here really from all over the world, Dr. Hammond, that looks good in the mix.
Absolutely. And the thing to keep in mind both about the Caterpillar jobs and about the jobs that are coming in the manufacturing sector is that those are relatively high-paying jobs. And that's going to help to boost our income growth, and stronger income growth will support the overall tax base. It will support the retail enterprises around the region, and it should also help to boost the housing sector.
How about the unemployment numbers? Have those been going down?
Yes, the unemployment rates, statewide and really across Arizona as well as the nation, has been coming down at a fairly rapid pace over the past couple of years. I think there is still a bit more slack in the Arizona labor market than there is nationally, and that's part of what's contributed to our relatively slow wage growth over the past couple of years. I think that wage growth is going to accelerate as we look forward to 2017 and 2018, because I think we'll see those unemployment rates come down to the national level and even progress a bit below the national level.
So the overall year-to-year growth rate through the first 10 months, I guess, of the year really did accelerate, didn't it?
Absolutely, it did. The latest data from my center suggests that we're growing through the first 10 months of 2016 at about double the pace that we saw in 2015. So that's a pretty substantial acceleration. And I think we're in good shape to carry that momentum into 2017 and 2018.
We're really coming out. We were one of the slowest areas to come out of the Great Recession, and this is encouraging. That looks like maybe all of that is in the rearview mirror for us. Would you agree, Dr. Hammond?
Absolutely. Arizona, Phoenix, Tucson all got hit much harder than did the national economy during the Great Recession, that 2007 to 2009 period. But those days are behind us. I think that in Tucson's case, we also struggled a bit with federal fiscal drag as federal spending was cut during 2013 and 2014 due to the effects of the sequester and other federal budget cuts. But I think that's also in our rearview mirror, and we're now set to really see some stronger growth as we look forward into the next couple of years.
We have these new jobs, as we mentioned, coming into town, high-paying jobs with Caterpillar and then these other Raytheon, the several thousand engineers. This has got to be a very good news story for our housing industry.
Absolutely. And the construction, the housing sector has really kind of been the missing link in the recovery so far. But it has been gradually getting better. We've seen activity gradually increasing. I think we're seeing that again in 2016. And with the stronger job growth, that I think will be accompanied by somewhat stronger population growth over the next couple of years. And it's really that stronger population growth that will drive housing activity to a significantly higher level that will help to boost overall economic growth as well.
What's it going to take, though, to turn around? Some of those housing prices are still quite a bit below the pre-recession peak, aren't they?
They sure are. And it's just going to take time for the continued growth in jobs and population to gradually drive those house prices back up. But I think we have made progress on that score, and I think we're going to continue to see things improving.
How does the peso affect our economy here? The peso has been, it's been about 20 to 1, the ratio lately.
Absolutely. The peso really matters for Arizona's trade with Mexico. And you want to keep in mind that Mexico is Arizona's most important export destination. We export a large amount of goods to Mexico. And over the since roughly the middle of 2014, the dollar has risen by about 45% through October of this year against the peso. And then with the results of the election, the dollar spiked again to about 20 pesos, kind of between 20 and 21 pesos per dollar. And what that tends to do is to put downward pressure on our exports, both of merchandise, and we've seen Arizona's merchandise exports to Mexico are down about 10% so far this year compared to where we were last year. And we're also seeing downward pressure on exports of services, which is primarily the spending of Mexican visitors in the state. And it looks like that is slowing as well, particularly along the smaller communities along the border.
See if we can.
So it's a concern.
See if we could work a quick question in from Steve, called us at 790-2040. Hey, Steve, you're with Dr.
Hey.
George Hammond.
Good. Hello, how you doing? Happy New Year to everyone. I just want to ask, so since we already know Caterpillar's coming here, so we already know the business executives are looking at houses, so who's going to benefit from that, Tucson, Oral Valley, Marana, or Sororita?
Okay, good question. Dr. Hammond?
Well, I think we'll see the economic growth spread fairly evenly across the region. I think we'll see population growth kind of in the areas where we've seen it in the past, so growth up towards the north and a little bit of growth down towards the south as well.
Yeah, and I think I just happened to run into someone who is involved with the relocation of Caterpillar, and they said that a lot of them are eyeing Oro Valley, so for whatever that is worth. But perhaps it will be spread out, which would be great news, wouldn't it, Dr. Hammond?
Sure would.
So overall, your final remarks, it looks like 2017 will really pick up kind of the momentum that we gathered here in 2016.
Absolutely. I think that's really the story of the forecast this year, which is that I think we're in good shape to carry the momentum that we've seen develop in 2016 into 2017 and 2018 with somewhat faster growth.
All right. Dr. George Hammond, thank you very much, sir. I hope you have a great Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
Thanks. Take care, Bill.
All right. Dr. George Hammond heads up the Economic Forecasting Unit at the University of Arizona-based Eller College of Management. A lot of people have time off during the Christmas New Year holiday, and so it'd be a great time to take a little road trip Weather is beautiful. Why not head to Silver City? Just 3 hours east of Tucson to Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It'd be a perfect time of year to visit the Cliff Dwellings National Monument, which is just north of Silver City. Pleasant daytime temperatures. Won't have to worry about real hot weather, certainly, and a good time to do some exploring in Silver City and Grant County. Visit their website, southwestnewmexico.org. That has the full listing of places to stay, several dozen of fine places to overnight, and great opportunities to recreate in Silver City. Be right back with Shelley Fishman. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org, and remember to always start with trust.
Kelly Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Welcome now, Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Shelley, I hope you had a great Christmas.
We did. Thank you, Bill, and Happy New Year to all of our listeners and to you and to Anne.
Thank you very much. Shelley, what a great turnaround this has turned out to be after the election as far as the finance. Of course, many people, half the country's not happy with the election, but certainly if you're invested in the stock market, you have something to be happy about.
Oh, absolutely. It hasn't been really a turnaround. It's just kind of been more
a little bit more acceleration. It's been a boost.
We were on track to do about 10% in the Dow and maybe, you know, 6 or 7 in the S&P. Year to date, and this is per Friday's closing, not where we are today, the Dow is up about 14.4%. Which is really
good.
Nice, and we picked up maybe another 10th or two today. The S&P is up 10.8%. So the average over 50 or 60 years has been about 12. So even with this boost, the S&P is still just a little bit below the average. NASDAQ, we picked up 9.1% so far. Again, just a little bit below the average. Gold is up 6.4%. So those people who kind of fled to gold experienced a bunch of volatility, but as of right now, it's just over 6%.
And a lot of them did that right after the Brexit vote.
Yeah, people and were worried about currencies and what would happen to our trading partners in Europe. And right now, everybody has got this kind of wait-and-see attitude. Interestingly, the bond market is also in positive territory. We have the long bond, the 20-year plus bond, the total year-to-date return is about 1.65%. That includes interest and some negative growth, offsetting some negative growth. The general bond, if you just take a look at bond ETFs and take a look at where that is, that's up about a little bit over 2%. Interestingly, the inflation-protected treasury funds, they're yielding right now, year-to-date, about 4.72%. And my guess is we're going to see more interest in those as the pressure on interest rates and inflation increases over
That's
the
not
next
a bad
months.
Return there in that 4% area.
You know, when
compared to what it's
when
been.
Treasuries are yielding two and a quarter, that's pretty good.
So overall, things looking pretty good. Of course, there are some areas of some sectors that have not done very well since the election, namely emerging market funds.
Emerging markets have not done well. Our friends in Europe are kind of flat right now. The markets are taking a wait and see attitude. I mean, we had this irrational exuberance right after the election. We have the promise of $1 trillion worth of stimulus. We have the promise of some significant tax cuts. Those two things, plus some increases in government spending on military, would be very stimulative in the short run. And so I think what we're seeing is that is now priced into the market. We're going to watch as Congress kind of noodles through what to do. There's no, even though we have Republican control of all three branches or two branches for now, what I think we're waiting to see, what the markets are waiting to see, is some indication of where revenues are going to be for corporations, where profits are going to be for corporations. The report today on consumer spending and on consumer confidence in the economy is very encouraging. So those things are on the positive side. Those are tailwinds. Some of the headwinds, of course, is the very, very strong dollar.
Very strong.
You know, Dr. Hammond was talking about that vis-a-vis the Mexican peso, but it's just as true vis-a-vis the British pound and the euro, mm-hmm. and to a certain extent, though a lesser extent, the Japanese yen. We also have some uncertainties. I mean, we have a president who is kind of tweeting the light fantastic. And as a result, we now have impending conflicts or uncertainties, and the market hates uncertainty.
Yeah, and
in Russia, in China, right. In the Middle East, yeah. Those things make people, you know, put the skids on and say, whoa, stop, yeah. Let's watch and see for a while. And I think that's kind of what you're going to see. But the economy, as Dr. Hammond indicated, nationwide, is doing, you know, it's picking up. It has been kind of steady. I think we've got, you know, something like 7 years of increasing quarter over quarter over quarter growth and job growth. Our national unemployment rate is down at, 4.6%, mm-hmm. something like we haven't seen that since, the turn of the 16th century or something like that. You know, and
it's been a while.
But the participation rate, the other unemployment factor, you know, what percentage of the working force is employed is a little lower than average. And so there are still problems that need to be worked through. We're seeing some increases in wage rates. We saw a very good increase in wage rates last quarter. And we're seeing GDP growth. In the third quarter was actually estimated, re-estimated higher. So it was originally estimated down at 2.6, 2.7, then it got re-estimated 2.8. And now we're seeing that it was 3.5.
Wow.
So we could see a year that is going to be pushing 2.5% growth. So all of this is showing very good strength in the economy. And so long as nothing blows up,
right.
You know, we should be fine.
We should do some tweaking, I'm sure. Everybody needs to look at it's a good time at the end of the year in your portfolio. Perhaps there's some areas you're a little bit heavy in that you might want to lighten up, right?
I mean, if you
maybe heavy in emerging markets. You
well, yeah, right. But if you were balanced mm-hmm. With some percentage of bonds and some percentage
equity.
Dow Jones yeah. stocks, equities, then you're out of balance now because the bonds have you know, been 1% or 2% and the equities are up, let's call it 10 or 11%. And so that throws your allocations off. And now would be a good time to fix that, mm-hmm. assuming that the allocation that you wanted to start the year with is where you want to start this coming year with. Now, you might be, you know, feel really good about where the economy is going. And so being a little more heavily allocated in equities might be just fine for you.
And as I've often said, you're like a winemaker. You kind of take a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and a good financial planner is that.
And two aspirins before you go to bed.
Because, you know, you got to really – it's a mix. And, of course, we've said it before. Your mix may be a lot different than your neighbor's because depends on your age. My mix is going to be different than my friend Ray Allen, who's the millennial across the glass from us.
Absolutely. And there's no way to avoid, if you're going to be invested, and everybody should be to the extent that they possibly can, mm-hmm. because over our known economic history, the equity markets have outperformed just about everything else. So if you're going to be invested and you're Ray Allen's mm-hmm. age and,
right.
you know, you want to be as aggressive as you can be. For us old guys, mm-hmm. Where retirement is looming, then you have to make sure that you reduce volatility in your portfolio. Because if you're spending money and we're in a downward cycle, then that's a formula for your retirement plan, for the plan for the rest of your life financially, that could throw a wrench in those gears. And so it's really important to get good advice and to watch what's going on and not put your portfolio on autopilot, is what I like to say. And that includes that portion of your portfolio that's invested in a 401k. Because even though, oh, yeah, the company's taking care of that,
it's all
blah,
covered.
Blah, blah,
I'm covered.
Nonsense.
Right? Yeah.
That's under your control and is just as much a part of your future as the stuff that you know, kind of saved or invested on your own. So, you know, if you're getting near or close to retirement or you're feeling a little bit uncertain about things, you know, have that discussion with your financial advisor. And even though he or she might not be actually managing that 401k, mm-hmm. he or she would usually be perfectly willing to include it in the mix of your total stuff.
Yep.
So that,
'cause after all, you're the boss.
And make sure that however that's allocated is part of the overall balance in your portfolio.
Shelley Fishman, thank you so much for your service to this program in 2016. We look forward to seeing you next Tuesday in 2017.
Can't believe it.
Happy
New
Year.
And we'll do a forecast.
We will. We'll do our economic forecast for 2017. Thanks, Shel.
Thank you, Bill.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Did you know that this year you can give more charitable tax credit dollars than ever before? And claim a dollar-for-dollar credit on your Arizona state taxes. The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit Coalition, a group of 31 local charities, encourages you to put your state tax dollars to work in our community. It's easy. Feel good when you give at givelocalkeeplocal.org. That's givelocalkeeplocal.org.
Viral Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Viral Mori, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viral Mori on the web at viroamori.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Dive into the culture section with the latest on the arts. Book reviews from Rebecca Guthrie. What movies are hot or not from Bob Garber. Eric Peters brings his unique point of view with his auto reviews. Check out where you could vacation regardless of the season. It is culture news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday, a newsmaker interview with Congressman Raul Grijalva, and we'll talk with the head of the Arizona Teachers Association. All happening on Buckmaster, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030, KVOI, with worldwide live listening, podcasts, and our complete show archive at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, this portion of the program presented by my friends over at Green Things. Green Things on 13 acres at 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Over the holidays, this would be a great chance to opportunity for you to check out some of the beautiful winter gardening activities that they have going on. And of course, every Saturday and Sunday, they do a free gardening workshop. My friends Jan and Jack, the owners, have just done a beautiful job with that property. Go to their website, greenthingsaz.com. The free workshops are 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Some great gardening tips at Green Things. Well, getting naked for money. An accidental travel writer, that's the title, reveals all. The full title, Getting Naked for Money, An Accidental Travel Writer Reveals All, is the title of a new book from Tucson-based writer Edie Jarolam. I'm close, right, Edie? Who is has been an in-house editor in New York City for Simon & Schuster. She's worked for Random House. She's done some of the Rough Guide publications in London, and she's really been privy to the inner workings of guidebook publishing. She rounded out her education as a media insider, as travel and food editor at the Arizona Daily Star. Edie, good to see you again.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, the title certainly is catchy enough. That incident really happened, didn't it?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about how that title came about.
It happened that I got asked to do an assignment for a women's magazine called More that just recently went under. It was for women over 40, and I had been writing for them for a while, but usually I had to pitch ideas, and they came to me for this one and asked if I would be willing to go to a nudist resort. And the catch was that I would have to go undercover and uncovered.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So I did that and reported back. And so that's where the title comes from in the first story in the book. But it's not all of the book is about that. But it's
no.
Typical of the reveals all is really the salient point in that. It's a metaphor for, you know, bearing my soul and telling all these insider stories.
And as one might expect, the nudist colony, the nudistification is not for everyone.
Not for everyone, no.
I've been to many of the places that you write about. You've been to Australia. You've been to Turkey. You've had some fantastic experiences. And I like to say to people when I travel, you just can't buy some of these experiences.
That's right.
They're just, it's stuff that happens mm-hmm. out there. And that's what you've kind of put together here. What are some of, other than the nudist colony, what are some of the ones that are some of your favorite stories?
Well, I'm trying to think. Maybe they're not all the positive stories, because those aren't funny, and this is a pretty funny book, but there was going down into the Copper Canyon with a guide who I thought was possibly going to have a heart attack and leave me in the bottom of canyon with a geriatric horse. And
yeah, now how do I get up there to get right. out of here, right?
Yes, I had this vision of my remains being found maybe months later. So, I mean, I did a lot of research in Mexico, and that's probably the country that I ended up liking the most. The people are just wonderful. So I can't think of one experience. I can think of places that I love in Mexico. But I wrote the Complete Idiot's Travel Guide to Mexico's Beach Resorts. Mm-hmm. And so,
what's your favorite beach resort?
You know, that one's hard too, but I liked the ones, I loved Zihuatanejo. Mm-hmm. First of all, I can pronounce the name every all time right. I saw the Shawshank Redemption,
uh-huh.
and he says at the end, Zihuatanejo. I said, yes, I've been there, but it's a beautiful tiny resort.
You prefer the West Coast to the Cancun, you know,
yes
Caribbean
and,
side?
Yes and no. Because on the Caribbean coast, the water is warmer.
Right.
So, and I love the ruins, places like Tulum, which
Tulum.
Have oh. gotten built up, unfortunately.
Speaking of water, there at Tulum is just, it's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole idea of a travel writer has changed so much. And I was reflecting over my, well over 45 years of travel around the world. And it used to be, we didn't have sources like, of course, the internet to begin with. We had to, mm-hmm. We would sometimes right away put something in the mail for information.
Right.
That, of course, would take
right.
months, depending on how far away it was. But we would depend on guidebooks. I wonder how much of that dependence on travel guidebooks is still there. The guidebooks are still being published, but in this age of dealing with TripAdvisor and the internet, what role do the guidebooks have?
They actually have an important role, and I think one of the exciting things is you can carry five of them with you if you have a Kindle.
Yeah,
you
can right.
you can compare and contrast and what different people say about different places. I think what was important about guidebooks in the past remains important, and that's the idea of expertise. You have somebody who actually travels for a living, who goes to all these places and has a real sense of what's important, what's not. I mean, TripAdvisor is great, but you always have people saying gratuitous things, you know, who don't necessarily really have a basis for comparison. So I think a lot of people, as with everything, depend on experts. I mean, you know, it's like anything else. Do sports critics get superseded? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Movie critics, I mean, yes, everybody has an opinion, but there are people who base it on more important criteria than others.
So you think the travel guidebook is certainly going to be here to stay?
I think so. I hope so. I think it's, you know, it's going to turn into something different. But as I say, it's, you know, it might be more of an online presence in general. But I do think that it will exist in some form or another, that expert advice will still be sought out.
Yeah, and with the TripAdvisor, you certainly have to be very cautious, because there's always going to be somebody that got maybe a bad experience because
right.
he didn't get an upgrade, right?
Exactly.
Or something, and he's going to go, well, or he or she is going to say, well, I'm not going to write a very good review about this place. So you really do have to weigh, kind of look at an over,
yeah.
not just read one comment.
Right,
yeah.
right. And, you know, even if the dominant number of comments say one thing or another. I mean,
right.
that's important, but still, that just means that they experience that one particular place, as opposed to comparing it to a lot of different places, which guidebook writers do. So I think that there's still a role for people who do that in the world.
Where would you like to go that you haven't been?
Ooh, that's a very good question. I know.
Do you have a bucket list?
Well, I have. I love, as I talk about in the book, archaeological sites.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go to Tikal. I was in Guatemala, but the roads were rained out when I was there.
Right, because Tikal is in the northern part of Guatemala, and it's kind of difficult, still kind of difficult to get up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, depending on the season.
Yes,
yeah.
And I would go to Petra.
Mm-hmm.
The
in Jordan, right?
Yes.
Petra, yeah.
I don't know how traveling in Jordan is right now, mm-hmm. but that's another one on my bucket list.
Well, I've always got a bucket list with me. So
what's yours?
Oh, well, let's see. We're going to New Zealand in May, mm-hmm. so that should be fun.
Absolutely.
And we love Vancouver Island, mm-hmm. the West Coast,
yeah.
Tofino, that area up mm-hmm. there on Vancouver Island. And later in the year, Puerto Vallarta.
Nice. Puerto mm-hmm. Vallarta is one of my favorites, and
it
I
is.
Have some friends who might be moving down there soon,
wow.
so I'll have a place to visit.
I understand for Americans it's a very, very good place these days to live in Mexico because
yes.
of the strong dollar.
That's right.
So where can people find out more about the book? Where do they get the book?
Well, they can get it on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
It's available on both Kindle and in paperback versions. They can get signed versions at Antigone and Mostly Books and Clues Unlimited. And they can go to my website, ediegirolam.com.
Girolam.com. And I guessed that you had Czechoslovakian
I do.
Descent.
I do.
Am I the first person to guess that?
You're one of the first. You're one of the first.
All right. So Getting Naked for Money, an Accidental Travel Writer Reveals All. Go to Amazon. Pick it up. Great read. Thank you very much, Edie.
Thank you for having me.
Be right back.
Food for the hungry, help for struggling families, and support for the aging. Every day, Interfaith Community Services helps people in need achieve stable, healthy, and independent lives. Hi, I'm Daniel Stalsfu, CEO at ICS. You can help and get a dollar-for-dollar tax credit when you donate to ICS with the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit. Reduce your state taxes up to $800 for a couple or $400 for singles. To donate, go to ICSTucson.org or call 297-6049. Your help will bring hope and change lives.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman on behalf of 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. Question, how many cockroaches does it take to change a light bulb? None, if you use 5-Star Termite and Pest Control, because there are no cockroaches. Hasta luego. Adios, cucaracha. Do yourself a favor and call my friend Shelby Hawkins at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
American Openings is pleased to sponsor Hands of Hope. Hands of Hope believes every life matters, and they're committed to walking alongside women to provide confidential, non-judgmental care so they can make the best decisions when unsure about continuing with a pregnancy. You can learn more about Hands of Hope at GiveHopeTucson.com. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer and is blessed to be a sponsor of a local ministry doing so much to protect life.
The excitement is building for the grand opening in early 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in early 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. I am so excited about this 2017 entertainment lineup that's been revealed by our fine sponsor, Fox Tucson Theater, announcing some really top-tier live performances. I'm going to go over a couple of them with you quickly. Visit foxtucson.com to view the full schedule, but here are some of the great shows lined up, starting with jazz. Look for some shows presented by the Tucson Jazz Festival, jazz greats, Storm Large, George Benson, Dee Dee Bridgewater, and presented by Fox, the Marcellus Quartet, Branford Marcellus Quartet, with special guest Kurt Elling. So that's all coming up. And then there's great shows for all ages, the Fab Four, the Ultimate Beatles Tribute, Bookends, Simon and Garfunkel Tribute, the Doo-Wop Project, and on it goes. We'll mention some more at the end of our interview as well. But again, go to purchase tickets and to view the schedule, go to foxtucson.com. Our Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report presenter this month, and he joins us once a month. We have Margaret Regan, usually Juan, once a month from the Tucson Weekly, and we're always glad to see Dan Gibson from Visit Tucson. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
How was your holiday?
It was lovely. It was a great time. And yours?
Very nice.
Excellent.
Not, as I say, holiday, because technically we've got, well, I know we've got another one coming up, right?
And so
that,
I hear.
Yes, and that leads us to what you're hopefully going to tell us about, some recreation entertainment opportunities here at the end of the new year.
Absolutely.
And the beginning of the new year.
Yeah,
end of the old year.
It's a little bit of a strange time of the year, right?
It is.
Because people are out of town or one thing or another. So the number of arts events, while there are still a significant number, not quite as, you know, some of the galleries are closed, some of the things. But I wanted to give right up front, here's a nice intersection of interests.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's Eve with the Arizona Theater Company. Right. Here is something, right? It's arts and it's New Year's Eve. This is a perfect combination.
Mm-hmm.
They will be having the final performance of their show, Fiddler on the Roof, which by all accounts is a great show.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having a dessert reception and champagne to ring in the new year afterwards. They have a brand new chef there at Temple Music and Art at their cafe.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, Michael Powell, he's great. Tickets, only $25 a person, which I think is a pretty solid deal for New Year's Eve.
It's very reasonable for New Year's Eve.
Only 100 guests, so it's intimate. Be your arts loving friends. You can find out more information of that. Just go to Arizona Theater Company's website.
And I'm always learning. There are new listeners to the show, which is always great.
Yes.
There are many people. I met some people actually over the weekend who have just relocated with the Caterpillar Group.
Oh, yes.
And they're excited about the arts scene.
They should be.
I want to say, for folks that don't know, the Temple of Music and Art, could you explain where that is for our new folks?
Right in the heart of downtown, south of Congress Broadway area.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful theater, home of the Arizona Theater Company, plus a bunch of other arts experiences and shows. It's a great old theater. They've got a nice gallery there as well that's curated by the folks at Etherton. And now they've always had a cafe in there, but now they have even better food options. Also, if you have the quality of the theater that is produced by Arizona Theater Company is exceptional. I don't know if, they shared project with Phoenix as well, for people who do not know. So you get that nice, they can sell tickets in both cities, right. They do the productions in both spaces. But every show they have, really excellent quality, great actors and actresses, great direction, costumes, a whole bit. This is not some sort of like regional theater troupe. Mm-hmm. We've got those too, and they're fun, but this is a high class, as good as anywhere type thing.
And we do have to remember that, and this is part of your business at
it's
Visit
true.
Tucson. I mean, we have and will be having in 2017 a big influx of newcomers to our area.
For sure. Yeah, between the additions at Raytheon and Caterpillar, and then just in general what is happening here. Mm-hmm. I keep saying to people that Tucson is having a moment, which is sort of a strange thing to say, but you look at all the things that are happening between, we made National Geographic's best places to visit this winter, the only one in the United States. Food and Wine had a feature. It's everywhere. I think
the Food and Wine feature played off the United Nations
exactly.
designation of really the only city in the United States to be honored.
We're as the UNESCO City of Gastronomy. There are several creative cities from UNESCO in the United States. We are the only one for gastronomy, and we're riding that out for another year. They're not doing another round of nominations this year, so we get that for a while. Yeah. We'll still be the first. We'll always be the first in America.
But that really helps generate
oh, for sure.
stories. All right, what else?
Makes my job much easier.
What else we have going on?
One of my favorite musicians, I don't know if you've probably heard Orquesta Mendoza. Sergio Mendoza's.
I like their music.
Yeah, internationally famous. Joe Novelli plays in that band. He's an excellent guitar player, mostly the steel, pedal steel, right. all that stuff. He's a spectacular musician. He's going to be doing a Tuesday residency at Sky Bar. Mm-hmm. On 4th Avenue he performs with Marvin, who is his drum machine. So he plays the guitar. Marvin provides the drums. Used to be his band. So he's doing with other musicians of his friends and his family. It's free, which is great. Sky Bar has great great drinks. They have a pizza place right next door. So the 27th, January 10th, January 24th, you can go see Joe. It's absolutely free. He's an incredible musician. That's tonight. So that's a pro tip for right now, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So mark your calendars. Go see Joe Noel while he's there. One of my favorite Tucson art projects, Tucson is good for some of these weird sort of quirky things, is the Army Man Project. And I don't know how we haven't been honored yet. I can't quite figure that out.
The Army Man Project.
Yes. You remember those little green army men?
Yes.
Okay. So local artist Rudy Flores does these 3D photos of people, of notable people in Tucson, and turns them into little army men.
Hmm.
So he's going to be showing off his cultural army that he makes with his 3D scanning and printing and puts them
how
in little
do you
packages.
And I get on?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I've been waiting for my call.
Yeah.
January 7th through January 29th, they'll be showing, that'll be at the Wee Gallery, which is inside of Ozma Atelier on 6th Avenue. So basically 6th and 6th. It's on the 6th Street side. But yeah, that gallery show, the opening is January 7th from 6 to 11 p.m. You can find out more about that on Facebook. Just Google the Army Man Project. But it's fun. You get to see all these Tucsonans immortalized in green plastic. Well, I'll let you know. If I get in,
this
is the deal I make.
That'll be a goal for me to get an Army Man.
Right, 2017 goals, right? I do want to point out that, like you mentioned earlier in the Fox lineup, some of the jazz festival shows there, including George Benson.
Yep.
Tower of Power for the Tucson Jazz Festival has sold out already.
Okay.
So if you are wanting to see George Benson, which is the opening show
right.
of that festival, you're going to want to get tickets. I think it's at least it's over half sold out already. And you think of George Benson, all these hits, incredible musician, really a jazz
that
legend.
That festival's really coming into its own.
It really is.
Only a couple of years old, I believe.
This is year three, and the quality of the signings, who they have, and the opportunities there. My personal favorite of that is Kamasi Washington, which will be at the Rialto Theater. An incredible musician. Real up-and-coming jazz guy in influences of R&B and hip-hop as well. But if you want to see George Benson, get your tickets now. There may be some tickets coming up for Tower of Power, but don't sleep on that stuff. You can't wait around on these jazz festivals.
When is the festival?
Early January. It's for like second week of January.
So it's like just right around the corner.
It's sneaking up on us.
And Fox has some, we mentioned some of the shows, George Benson, there's some really great national concert stops as well, Dan Gibson. Mm-hmm. The Texas Tenors.
Yes.
Michael Feinstein.
David Sedaris is coming.
David Sedaris. Ricky Lee Jones.
Roseanne Cash.
Roseanne Cash with John Leventhal. Mm-hmm. So there's really a nice mix here. Ataj Express is coming. So
I would be remiss if I did not mention Michael Bolton.
Michael
is
Bolton.
On the Fox Tucson Theater lineup as well.
He's on the lineup.
Very special
as well.
To me, that guy.
So Craig Sundberg and the mm-hmm. team at Fox, a big shout out to them. They've really done a great job, haven't they?
It is, you know, they say crown jewel of downtown. Mm-hmm. And that sounds like the sort of thing that's hyperbole, but it really is. It's a perfect place that captures the sort of heart and soul of Tucson. And it's not a museum piece. It is still an active place with great shows.
It is. And they think about, you know, becoming a patron with a membership
sure.
level, because you get all sorts of benefits, sponsorship, naming opportunities. You get some real backstage kind of special events. So check it out. View the full schedule and purchase tickets. Visit foxtucson.com. How does the winter season look for us visitor-wise, Dan?
You know, we've been up pretty much 10% most of the year on mm-hmm. average so far. I assume that's still going to ride it out. It's going to be a bigger and better gem show. Tucson
Which
Invitational
starts
game.
In a few weeks.
Right around the corner.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Dan, thank you so much.
My pleasure. I
appreciate you being a part of the Buckmaster Show, and I want to wish you and your lovely family a happy new year.
We're in Tucson. What could be better?
Sure is the best. All right. This afternoon, Mike Check with Mike Shaw. Wake up Tucson. Mike Check is at 4 to 5. Ray Allen will be on the other side of the glass for that. And then Wake Up Tucson 6 to 9 in the morning, the Talking Culture Show from 9 to 10. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with Congressman Grijalva tomorrow. Have a great afternoon and evening.